A portion of the storm system that created torrential rain and flooding in Texas and the Delta over the weekend is going to be moving through the Midwest as we go forward through the next couple of days. It'll be a rainy two-day period, but we will benefit from the moisture. It will not flood across the majority of our region. We will see the rainfall totals run from 3/4 of an inch to about 1.5 inches most often, and there'll be a few totals that will get upwards to around 2.5 inches. That will occur after 60 days of well below average precipitation across the region, and some of you would be quick to admit that the period of dryness lasted much longer than that. In the meantime, though, we will see a bottom line of improvement for our winter wheat crop across the region, and it will likely establish in a much better environment after this rain event passes. This won't be the only rain event that we have to deal with this week. There will be a follow-up system that will be in the plains on Thursday and work its way across the heart of the Midwest Friday, Saturday, and early on Sunday. The storm system will not be nearly as impressive as the last one, but it will still produce anywhere from 1/4 to 3/4 of an inch of rain across our region, some local totals perhaps getting upwards to about 1 inch or 1.5 inches. That will be sufficient to add some additional improvement to the moisture profile across the area right before we go into a period of somewhat quieter weather. Not much precipitation will occur next week across the region until a cool front cuts across the region from west to east. This will occur sometime around November 4th and 5th, maybe into the 6th, and we'll see again some light precipitation coming with that event. During the past few days, of course, there's been some torrential rains and extreme amounts of flooding occurring in parts of Texas and even into a part of the lower Delta. And as we look back at the month of October, we are going to be amazed at how much of the United States was dealing with such torrential amounts of rainfall. Of course, the southwestern U.S. plains, parts of the Texas Panhandle in particular, had heavy rain a couple of times during the month, and totals in Oklahoma late last week were impressive. But of course, the totals in Texas were the ones that really topped the charts here, with 10 to 20 inches reported from Friday into Saturday, and Dawson, Texas reported 29.8 inches during the two-day period ending at dawn on Sunday. In addition to all those areas that have been flooded with incredible amounts of rain, so has been the case in parts of the Carolinas. Both of those states reported excessive rains early this month, with South Carolina also reporting 10 to 20 inches. It would appear that the climate is changing, perhaps, but is it really that, or is it just bad luck? That's something we'll have to consider as time moves along. In the meantime, down in South America, everybody's attention is being focused on northern portions of Brazil's crop country. That area is expecting to see rain this week. It should end a prolonged period of delayed seasonal rain in Mato Grosso and Goiás. Those two states are behind in their planting, and they do need to see the moisture for improvement to take place in their overall outlook. But the rest of the country is doing quite well, with plenty of moisture occurring periodically in the south to help support the long-term outlook for that country. Argentina still is quite dry in the northwest part of that nation, and there's going to be some beneficial rain there as well this week. And overseas, it looks like China received a significant amount of rain in its hard red winter wheat country during the past few days, and we're going to see significant rain in eastern Australia over the coming week, with some of the rainfall possibly a threat to some of the unharvested wheat, barley, and canola. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.